The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There's been a weird 15 and 16-year-old bourbon popping up on the market, and they claim that it's Wild Turkey that was distilled at the famed Buffalo Trace Distillery. And if you want to get a chance to try the 25 single barrel samples in this amazing box, yes, you heard it right, 25 single barrel samples, and find out what the heck this whiskey actually is, then stick around. Before we get started, we have to take a moment to thank our patron supporters. Everyone's names that are on the screen right now are supporting at the top three levels. And if you want to hear more about how you can support this channel, stick around to the end. So, have to introduce our guest. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, I'm Chris Orant.
And how do you know me?
I've known you for a while, actually. Through collecting is actually how I met you.
Yeah. But,
you've also been my real estate agent. And, you know, I like to hang out with you. You got a lot of whiskey over here.
So. Yeah, this guy's been known for years as the GTS guy. Like George T. Stagg is his jam
for a while. Yeah,
and as you all know, George T. Stagg is my favorite, and we have a lot of common interest. And I love his wife and his son and all that stuff. So we love hanging out. But we have the opportunity to kind of investigate. A very odd whiskey that's popped up on the market.
It is odd.
So tell me a little bit about it, where you got it from, all of that stuff.
So these were all from the Whiskey Blendery out of Oak Point, Texas. They've been bringing in barrels from this barrel broker. And the story is that it's Wild Turkey's mash bill, so it's 75-13-12. It's got a higher entry proof, too. It's got 125 entry proof on, like, regular Wild Turkey. That's 107 to 115. So it's interesting, too. And it's a 15, 16 year that was supposedly distilled at Buffalo Trace.
Well, I will give a little bit of a disclaimer. When I started to research this liquid, first off, you need to know there's a lot of NDAs that protect the true story of this whiskey. So we're kind of piecemealing stories together based on rumors that are unsubstantiated. So if you hear a different story, don't get mad. We warned you that it was speculation. But I did do my best to come up with what was actually the truth. So we know that several different non-distiller producers have been releasing this whiskey. The Blendery, which you mentioned, the Whiskey Blendery, yep. Which is our friend Tim Huell's place. It's not too far from here. Yep. Really awesome guy, does a lot of charity work. And we're going to talk more about that at the end of this podcast. But he bought some of these barrels. But who else do you know of that's been releasing this?
So OKI, their 15-year is these. We have Sealbox. Their 15-year is actually a blend of a whole bunch of these different barrels. You have Rare Character. You have Castle and Key. There's been a variety of different distilleries and producers that have purchased these barrels, and they're doing different things with them. Either they're blending them or they're doing single barrels. But why I like the Blendery is just because they're single barrels.
They're single barrels. And every one of them are actually quite different. So when I started researching this, and I've had the opportunity to talk to a barrel broker who has some of these barrels, and we looked into buying a couple of the barrels for my other brand that we do for our local whiskey club called Unallocated. And doing that research, basically what happened, and Wild Turkey reached out to Buffalo Trace in 2008. And there are three predominant theories as to why they contract distilled at Buffalo Trace. One was they just needed additional capacity to meet their projections. So keep in mind, when you're distilling in 2008, if you're Wild Turkey, you're distilling whiskey based on the demand you expect to have in 2016 or 17, right? Because they usually age their barrels 8-9 years, something like that. And so if you've got your projection set up and you're looking at your production capacity and you don't think you're going to meet it, and you know that you're about to expand your distillery, maybe they just contract distilled for that reason. Another potential reason was because they knew that they were shutting down, because in 2010 and 2011, they decommissioned their old still house as part of their renovations, and then they brought it online. But my favorite theory is actually, you ever watch old westerns?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, Absolutely. So the Duke, right? Oh, yeah. The very popular western theme. His son actually started a brand called the Duke. And they were in contract negotiations with Wild Turkey. At some point, the relationship fell apart. And so one of the theories is that when Wild Turkey had contracted to make this whiskey for Duke Whiskey, they didn't need it to be off their own still, and they wanted to maintain their own capacity for their own whiskey, so they contract distilled it out, because at this time, Buffalo Trace was busy. So that's kind of my favorite theory. I've also heard that not only was it Wild Turkey's mash bill, but it was also their yeast strain. They didn't use the Buffalo Trace yeast strain. They used the Wild Turkey yeast strain.
Yep.
So, you know, it's... somebody also theorized that Centauri was the one that kind of got rid of the barrels whenever they bought Wild Turkey in 2014. But I don't think that's actually true. I did read that online. But when you're dealing with the barrel broker...
Yeah.
He specifically mentioned negotiating with Campari.
That is correct.
And so they didn't sell them off in 2014 and they've been aging someplace else. I think that Campari still had the barrels.
That's to my knowledge as well.
Okay. So we're dealing with the Buffalo Trace mash bill, a Wild Turkey mash bill, Wild Turkey yeast.
Yep.
Buffalo Trace distilled it.
Correct.
But it was aged at Wild Turkey.
Correct.
And it was a higher than normal distillation proof. Yeah,
higher entry proof.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. So that is pretty interesting. The other thing that I think is interesting about this whiskey is if Buffalo Trace had kept this whiskey and was selling a 15, 16-year-old, how much do you think people would be paying for a 15, 16-year-old?
It's crazy.
It'd be at least $1,000.
Yeah. I mean, it's on par with the Buffalo Trace Antique Collection.
Yeah. I mean, this is like some seriously legit whiskey. So why don't we taste some of it and tell the people what we're experiencing here.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm testing my new whiskey glass that I had designed.
Why?
Well, there's a company out there that's a real Karen. Hmm. And she threatened to sue us.
Really? You don't say.
Yeah, so we had been producing some traditional tulip-shaped whiskey glasses.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
We never used the name.
Right, of course.
But they claimed to own the shape of the glass.
Mm-hmm.
And since I'm just a little guy, I couldn't fight.
Right.
But do you know what that motivated us to do, Wes?
What?
To go out and design a glass that was actually made for high-proof American spirits. So the company that had the problem with us... Their glass was originally designed for low-proof Scotch whiskey.
Oh, okay.
80, yeah. 86 proof, that type of thing. Mm. And you know what I had noticed? Every time I would nose a really high-proof, high-quality spirit in the United States out of this glass, all I got was ethanol burn.
Yeah, a little burn there. I felt that.
And so we went out and we designed this glass that's actually designed for those higher-proof spirits. And I'm so confident in this glass... that if anybody were to go to our website and buy one, I'm offering a money-back guarantee.
Wow.
If you get that glass to your house and you find yourself one of these traditional tulip-shaped glasses and you nose a high-proof spirit side by side and you can't tell the difference, I will gladly give you your money back.
So what you're saying is they can really stick it to the Karen and support the little guy by going to bourbonrealtalk.com and ordering one of these with absolutely no risk. They could get their money back if they don't prefer it nosing it to the other?
Absolutely. Okay. And if you love small business and you like sticking it to Karens, that's the way to go.
Stick it to Karen. BourbonRealTalk.com.
Cheers. I like to give all the details. So the non-distiller producer on this is the Whiskey Blendery. They're all single barrels that all have a separate name. Yep. Because when they do the single barrel, they let the picker name the barrel. They're 15 and 16 years old. The proofs range between 108 and 135. The SRP for these bottles is between $250 and $350. But just so that you can understand how expensive these barrels are, when I looked at buying some of these barrels, if I paid the price the broker asked and I made my normal minimum margin and I had normal margins at the wholesale and the retail tier, this bottle would be over $600 just for everyone to make normal margin. And so I don't know if the other, like OKI, bought in bulk and got it at a much lower price, or if they're operating off of slimmer margins. I don't know, but this liquid is freaking expensive. And in the case of the Blendery, they bottle in a 750 ml. So, yep. All right. So let's sniff it up, taste it up. Mm. It does have a beautiful nose.
It does.
And it's, to me, one of the things that I noticed, and I don't know why this is on Wild Turkey, even on Russell's, sometimes I get a hint of a nutty note, and I don't get the nuttiness on any of these barrels that
no,
I've tasted.
Some of them, you'll pick up that Wild Turkey funk, like that dusty funk.
Yeah.
And I dig that. I mean, we call them chameleons because they're constantly changing. You'll drink it, you'll let it aerate a little bit, and you'll come back to it, and you'll be like, wow, this is a completely different whiskey. And that's the coolest thing about it. So, I mean, I love them. They're all unique. You can't go wrong with any one of them.
And this particular one actually has a very perfumey nose. I think we're drinking out of this one, the orange wax.
Yep.
This one had way more of a perfumey nose, way more floral notes than some of the others that I've had. On the palate, way less barrel char. Some of them are very cherry forward. Some of them are very strawberry forward.
Absolutely. You get a lot of fruit notes in these, and I don't know why. The lower proof ones have more fruit notes. They're easier to pull out of the whiskey.
Yeah.
The higher proof, they get a little bit muddier, but if you let them aerate a little bit, you can start to pull out some of those fruit notes, and they're all so vastly different.
Yeah, I tasted 9 single barrels, and normally I'm like, don't put the proof on the single barrel sample because everyone I know is just going to pick the highest proof one.
Absolutely.
Not this time.
No.
We went through 9. There were 2 at 135 or 134, and we ended up picking a 108 and a 118 because they were just way more balanced.
I don't blame you.
But there was one of the 134s was my third place.
Yeah.
But the other one didn't even make my top 3. And so there is a lot of variance on these bottles. But they're just so complex and they're so different from one another.
They're delicious.
And you gotta wonder if you've got a barrel, if you had a barrel entry proof of 125, and some of them are at 134 after 15 years. Okay, it would be easy after 15, 16 years if they were high up in the rickhouse. It'd be easy for them to be way above hazmat.
Oh yeah.
Okay. But if you had some that went from 125 down to 100...
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
If you're running a retail business, don't let disorganized order fulfillment cause chaos. Use ShipStation instead. From running a business out of your garage to multiple warehouses, ShipStation is ideal for every phase of your growth. Save time with one login for all your stores and by automating tasks. Plus, you'll get the best shipping rates from global carriers. Calm the chaos with the shipping software that delivers. Start a free trial at ShipStation.com/audio. That's ShipStation.com/audio.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wait, those are barrels that probably were at the very center of the Wild Turkey Warehouse at the very bottom. And we're just drinking up all of that humidity in the air and lowering the proof.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the complexity that you get from the lower proof ones blows my mind. It's so interesting. And God, I get different notes every time I drink them. And I just constantly rotate through them.
Yeah. So how would you rate this whiskey on a 100-point scale?
Whew, man. Well, if we're going barrel by barrel or bottle by bottle.
What's your highest that you've tasted and the lowest?
I would say the highest I'd put it at 95 because nothing's perfect in my opinion. Yeah. The lowest I'd probably put it like a 87, 86.
I'm right there with you. This one I'd call probably a 94. Delicious. I mean, when he said up there with George T. Stagg, like I'm not joking. These are George T. Stagg level whiskeys with that breadth of flavor, that complex of profile, that long of a finish. But at 250 to 300, because OKI is 350, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And secondary is it a buyer 500-600?
Buyer pass at 350.
I would still buy. If it's a single barrel, I'd buy. Nothing against seal box. I don't think you're doing these barrels justice if you're blending them. Mm-hmm. I think that they're best in a single barrel state, especially if you can't really see in these bottles, but there's so much char because these are pulled straight from the barrel.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they're delicious. It's candy.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
There's so much char in these bottles. So much char. So you're a buy, obviously.
Yeah.
We're about to talk about how many of them you've actually bought. I did the math. The money he spent was
insane. Wife's not watching.
Yeah, no. When we came over to talk about this, his wife called and she was very upset. I'm going to rate this one a buy if it's in budget. Okay, but this is one of those ones where it's like, if they had put this in a Buffalo Trace brand and sold it, I mean, it'd be trading for $1,000 a bottle on the secondary. But as it is, you know, I guess you said they're $500-600. If you have the budget to buy one at 250 to 350, I would say it's not a bad addition to your collection. The whiskey is phenomenal, and it's such a great story, and you're not going to see it ever again in the future. Now, let's talk about this amazing kit. So I now have two commercial lasers, one that's real good at doing like wood engraving and one that's really good at etching glass. And so we put together five of these sample packs.
Correct.
And we use the 25 sample box that we use as our advent calendar because you happen to have access to 25 single barrels of this.
Correct.
And we had to source a few because you didn't quite have 25, but the person that donated the others asked to not be named specifically. And for the record, this box was put together by he and I, and this is not a product of the whiskey blendery. Okay, we just did this for funsies.
Yep.
But inside here, you have a key. It lists out all 25 single barrel samples that you have, and then you also have custom etched glasses. So some of these boxes we made with the Bourbon Real Talk logo, some we made with some other logos on there, and the logo on the box matches the logo that's on the tasting glasses that are inside the kit. So they're pretty dope. And we created a custom key on the inside. So these are pretty amazing. I expect there's going to be an awful lot of demand for these, but there's a charitable reason that we decided to do this.
Absolutely.
So tell the people a little bit about Gary and your relationship with him.
So Gary, we've all been friends with Gary for a long time. Gary's one of the admins in Someone Say Whiskey. He's one of the admins in their sister group, DFW Moving Company. That is delicious. Gary's a good dude. His wife has been battling through
some medical issues.
Yeah, without diving into too much detail, some medical issues.
We don't want to give up too much of Gary's personal information. But Gary is a personal friend of both of ours, and he also has been a constant figure in the North Texas whiskey enthusiast community. Gary does a lot of work for administration of some of the local Facebook-based groups. It's a ton of work, and he's always been there to do it. There are a lot of people who don't like Gary. He's known as the enforcer because Gary enforces all of the rules. But trust me, you don't want to participate in a Facebook group that doesn't have a Gary.
Absolutely.
His wife did unexpectedly find out that she needed a major medical procedure that's going to have at least a year-long rehab process. She's not going to be able to go back to work for at least a year. And so we decided that we were going to partner up and use this podcast and give you the opportunity to taste 25 of these amazing single barrels by giving you the opportunity to buy raffle tickets. And all of the money is going to end up going to Gary.
Correct.
Now, there is a local organization that we are going to be partnering with. So your raffle tickets that you purchase are actually going to be tax deductible because the money is going to go towards to a 501c3 called Brothers Serving Others, and it's brothersservingothers.org. And we're going to have $5 raffle tickets. So here's what I'm asking. I've been giving away whiskey on this podcast like it doesn't cost money, and it does, okay? I've given away tens of thousands of dollars worth of whiskey, and I've never asked anything of you. I am asking something of you now. If you have ever entered into any of my free sample giveaways, please go buy at least one $5 raffle ticket. I mean, I want you to buy as many as is comfortable. It is going to a good cause. It's going to go to Brothers Serving Others. Brothers Serving Others is going to provide support to Gary and his family as they go through this medical issue that they're dealing with. And their need is in the tens of thousands, if not six figures. It's going to be huge. And so every bit that we can do to help is going to make a difference. And Gary it has just been a part of this community, and you know, I want to see the whiskey community come together and support him. And so what else do you think we should share about this?
Oh man. I mean, one thing that you didn't point out on with the label and the box, it points out the age statement, and the proof of each one. So you can decipher, you know, you can go by years. If you want to try them by years, by 15 or 16 years, you can try them by proof. All these were picked by different clubs. With the whiskey blendery, the way that they work is most of them are clubs or individual picks. So if someone decided to buy a whole barrel, or if a club picked it, there was a team that picked it behind it. And some of them, I mean, have some really cool stickers too. But I mean, that's besides the point.
Right, yeah. They are tatered out. You can see all of the different awesome waxes. This one had a 3D printed turkey on the top of it. And they all have cutesy names, as you'll be able to see when you look at the photo of the box. So we're going to hold this fundraiser open from 1/17, the date of publishing, through 2/15. So you're going to have almost a full month. If you stumble across this video during that time frame, that's 1/17/2025 to 2/15/2025. We want you to go in the video description below, find the link, click it, and buy as many raffle tickets as is comfortable for your budget. And let's show some love and support for Gary. And one of you lucky people out there is going to end up with what might be the greatest sample pack of all time.
It's awesome.
It's pretty awesome. So if you like this content and you love the idea of people using whiskey to bring others together and all that stuff, there's three different ways to support us. We have a Patreon group. We have a merchandise page with a lot of great stuff that serves the whiskey enthusiast community. And lastly, I am a real estate agent that practices residential real estate in both the Dallas and Houston metro areas. And you can find links for all three ways to support this channel in the video description below, right below the link to donate to this cause. And if this is your first time tuning into the channel, I'd like to tell you a little bit about why we do what we do. Yes, whiskey is great, but at the end of the day, we use whiskey as a conduit to bring people together and to create community and connection. And that's something that's an important mission to me because I lost my younger brother to suicide. He was a veteran. He had PTSD. He had drug addiction issues. And all of those things came together to start to separate him from his social circle that keeps people bonded to this world. And after losing him and realizing that that was a problem, I came to the conclusion that I wanted to find a way to help build community and connection in other people's lives. And I saw whiskey bringing people together. And so we started this channel. And the hope is that we can get you connected to whiskey, and whiskey will do the rest of the job and get you connected to others. But if you want connection, you do have to have a way for people to talk with each other. And some of the forums are filled with negativity out there, which is why you need a the Enforcer to fix those things. And we created our own community called Bourbon Real Talk Community. It's free. It's Facebook-based. You can go join right now. As of this recording, there's about 31, 32,000 people in there, and we do a lot of good things. Lots of community, lots of connection, lots of local meetup groups. But we were also able to start a suicide prevention 501c3 called Live Stay Project. And so that's really what whiskey is about bringing people together and doing good in other people's lives. So the other thing that those trolls, those negative people taught us is we needed to add something special to the sign-off of all of our videos. Because if those people can hate you online, there's nothing that keeps us from loving you online. And that's why we end every episode the same way, and that's this. If you woke up this morning and you're unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that I love you. And we'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Cheers.
Cheers.
Troll is a person who seeks negative attention and uses contrarian attitudes to derail civil discussion in online forums. They communicate in ways they never would face-to-face because they're keyboard warriors. Their only goal is to make other people feel inferior.
Hey guys, I'm new here. I just got my first Blanton.
And trust me, you probably paid way too much.
I don't care much about the Blantons, but nice
There's no way that she didn't buy that at secondary. Idiot.
Oh, I know how you got that bottle.
So, are you sick and tired of the whiskey trolls ruining your fun online? Well, that's why we started Bourbon Real Talk Community. Congratulations. Let me know what you think when you open it up.
Hey, welcome to the group. Let me send you over a sample of Blanton's Gold and Straight from the Barrel. See how you like those.
I remember back to my first bottle of Blanton's. It was the birthday to my son, and we enjoy it every year on his birthday. Congrats.
So if you're looking to connect with some people online who aren't, head over to Facebook.com and join Bourbon Real Talk Community today.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live, must start and file in app by 2/18.